time to bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign to take a look at the commodity markets. And, Bill, I'm seeing a lot of red out there here in the early going.
Yeah, Brian, it's been lower here as we've reopened the 8:30 time frame. The markets are trading kind of down in that same area that we came out of the crop report on Wednesday and really haven't been able to get very far away from that. So we're kind of still trading the crop report, and we also have some worries about demand, I think, out here. Export sales were out this morning due to the holiday in the middle of the week, and wheat and corn were about as expected. The soybeans were better than expected. So other news this morning here, the Brazil forecast still kind of looks like they've pushed the rains back some. Looks like we may be a little bit cooler down there, but we're still calling for a wetter and cooler pattern as we move into the, you know, next week or so, which would be bearish for the grains. Informa will be out this morning with their corn and bean planting estimates for this spring. The NOPA crush report will be out for October, will be out on Monday. It's that'll be kind of the first indicator as to where the protein levels and where the oil levels are coming in on the new crop beans. And the trade, the soybean traders are going to be watching that pretty close, I think. There's some indications that our protein and oil levels may not be as good as what we had last year. Today's the last trading day for November soybeans. Our board crush yesterday was about as well, it was the worst that we've seen since January. We're starting to see some talk about some plants slowing down their crush levels and maybe even taking some time off here. Corn bases are all over the place for the most part. Corn bases is still strong, but we did see Decatur back off a little bit. However, we saw some very strong levels trade in Indiana yesterday. Egg sets are down. Broiler placements are down, both about 2%, came out yesterday. The weekly chart on beans is down about 3 or 4 cents right now. That's going to be real important here as we get into the end of the day, see if we can close higher after that bearish crop report. I think that'd be a positive sign for the beans. Corn are down by 11, so we're probably not going to be in that situation, but we're still well above the September lows on corn. And with wheat, we're down about 24 cents for the week, but we're still about 40 cents above those same early September lows that we're talking about on the corn. So those look pretty good. Other than that, that's about it. Brian, we do have the fund positions won't be out till Monday because of the holiday.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you very much for that report. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, you have a good weekend, too.